The concert will be on October 21st, and we're calling it Essentially Eau Claire. We're featuring Jeffrey Keyser, Grammy-nominated pianist and composer, originally from Eau Claire, a friend of mine. He and I grew up together, and our thought was to bring outstanding musicians back to our school to, you know, inspire our students and help teach them. And then the proceeds from our concert will, you know, obviously go to help pay for his appearance here for the week, but also go to help support music at the three middle schools in town, DeLong, South, and North Star Middle Schools, specifically their instrumental music programs.
Mm-hmm. You're talking middle school now, and of course the high school programs are strong. How early do kids get involved with blowing their horns and things with an aspiration to be a part of the upper class stuff?
Well, you know, we really start all the students at the middle schools in the summer before their sixth grade year.
Okay.
They start in band and in orchestra. Our middle school programs are fantastic, but they definitely can always use more help in terms of, you know, funding their programs. And so they get an early start, but we want to, you know, inspire them as soon as possible. And hopefully we'll have a lot of the middle school students come out and hear the groups play on the concert. And on our concert, it's not just our jazz ensembles, but our top old Abe Wind ensemble is performing. And our strings are performing as well. We have one number that Jeff is really amazing. He did an arrangement just for us of a beautiful piece called Don't Explain, written by Billie Holiday, that will feature our jazz ensemble, the strings under the direction of Soma Pierce, and also a vocalist from our school, Gina Cruciani. So we're trying to really inspire all of our kids, and they start very young, but this is an opportunity to do a lot with a lot of people and hopefully bring a lot of people to the concert as well so we can give them some significant money.
Yeah, and you know, Jeff is such a luxury for the city of Eau Claire. He's obviously up on a pedestal of professionalism, such a good ambassador for the things that you can do as a musician. And he's relatable, of course, with all the kids in school because at one time he was it.
That's exactly right. He's a wonderful guy, and I'm lucky, and I feel really fortunate to call him a friend. And I gave him a call and mentioned this whole idea to him, and he has just been amazing, just so accommodating. And even though, like you mentioned, Al, he's up on those upper tiers of, you know, musicianship as a Grammy-nominated, you know, piano player and composer, he's so down to earth. Just amazing with students and someone we can really be proud of.
And so you said that he was going to be here for the week. What kinds of specific things will he be involved in?
Yeah, well, during the week, there are two opportunities to hear him perform. The first is actually a pretty amazing fundraiser at Roger Bethard's house up on Lake Wissota. The Eau Claire Jazz Inc. group is really sponsoring that. It's on October 18th, Tuesday night. He'll be playing from 7 to 8, and there's actually some, you know, music that will be going on from 6 to 7 with the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire Jazz Quintet. And then our big concert is on the 21st, 7 o'clock on Friday here at Memorial. And during the week, Jeff's going to be working with our music groups during the day, all the different jazz groups, concert band, the string players. There'll be some chances for our jazz piano players to do some masterclass work with him. We'll also get Jeff over to the university to work with their top ensemble because they're finishing our concert, you know, on that night. So that's going to be really an amazing thing for all of our students to, you know, be inspired by Jeff and also get a chance to hear that top band. So that's kind of how the week will look. We're also bringing in Jeff's dad, Ron, to play on this really cool piece called Road to 2GF'er with the Wind Ensemble. So that'll feature, you know, not only Jeff, but his dad on the drum set and the whole Wind Ensemble. So lots of stuff going on during the week, but I want to make sure I covered all those different facets of it.
I was going to ask whether today's society makes it tougher for a young person to be involved in music simply because there are so many things to do and so many distractions. And then I thought to myself, well, maybe, though, the fact that so much is available to them nowadays, maybe it's easier to be involved in music.
One of the things that's that's great about where we're at right now with technology and music education is a lot of these things are readily available. You know, we can get recordings. We can be inspired by all of those wonderful musicians and not only the things that are happening right now, but we can find just about any recording on iTunes and on YouTube. Those things are amazing. But, you know, it does come down to that whole idea of if they're going to excel, they're going to have to work at it. And I think that's one of the things that music, instrumental and vocal music, really teaches our students. The bottom line is they're going to have to work at it over time. You know, that's where seeing someone like Jeff Keyser, who, you know, is kind of like a modern-day Mozart. But then I tell the students, and, you know, he and I grew up together. When he was in high school, he would practice, you know, 6 to 8 hours a day. And then the kids go, oh, really? It takes that type of dedication over a number of years to reach those upper levels. So I didn't answer your question very well.
No,
but,
I think you did. I think you did. I think what you told me is that there are shortcuts in some ways and there are no shortcuts in other areas.
Yeah. You know, we're lucky to have a lot of amazing musicians come through Eau Claire and a lot of great musicians right here at the university that are inspiring to hear and for us to learn from. And, you know, one of the things I've heard over and over is that, you know, no matter where you go in the world, these constants are in place. Learning how to get a great sound and how to learn the basics of your instrument, that it's important to be inspired by other instruments and go support live music. And that's part of why this whole week developed. Our kids are learning in doing this concert how powerful music is and where we can, you know, give back and help other people through
sure.
it.
Well, you know, in addition to your wonderful reputation as an educator, you added to your portfolio a couple of years ago in your composition about Eau Claire that you performed with the symphony. Just curious what Dennis Luganbill's pen, pencil, or keyboard's been up to lately.
I've got a few things that I'm working on, a few commissions for concert bands and hopefully some things out there for orchestra, but it's kind of taken a little bit more of a back seat when coming to the high school because the night commitment is much greater than at the middle school. They're all very busy, vibrant programs, but my wife and I have 4 kids. We're busy with them and enjoying that. But I'm always working on different things, and I still play piano and trumpet as often as I can. And as far as writing, right now that's kind of in a little different place than it was.